124. How wondrous is the unity of the living, the ever-abiding God, a unity which is exalted above all limitations, that transcendeth the comprehension of all created things. He hath from everlasting dwelt in his inaccessible habitation of holiness and glory, and will unto everlasting continue to be enthroned upon the heights of his independent sovereignty and grandeur. How lofty hath been his incorruptible essence, how completely independent of the knowledge of all created things, and how immensely exalted will it remain above the praise of all the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth. From the exalted source and out of the essence of his favour and bounty, he hath entrusted every created thing with a sign of his knowledge, so that none of his creatures may be deprived of its share in expressing, each according to its capacity and rank, this knowledge. This sign is the mirror of his beauty in the world of creation. The greater the effort exerted for the refinement of this sublime and noble mirror, the more faithfully will it be made to reflect the glory of the names and attributes of God, and reveal the wonders of his signs and knowledge. Every created thing will be enabled, so great is this reflecting power, to reveal the potentialities of its preordained station, will recognize its capacity and limitations, and will testify to the truth that he verily is God, there is none other God besides him. There can be no doubt whatever that in consequence of the efforts which every man may consciously exert, and as a result of the exertion of his own spiritual faculties, this mirror can be so cleansed from the dross of earthly defilements and purged from satanic fancies as to be able to draw nigh unto the meads of eternal holiness and attain the courts of everlasting fellowship. In pursuance, however, of the principle that for everything a time hath been fixed, and for every fruit a season hath been ordained, the latent energies of such a bounty can best be released, and the vernal glory of such a gift can only be manifested in the days of God. Invested though each day may be with its preordained share of God's wondrous grace, the days immediately associated with the manifestation of God possess a unique distinction and occupy a station which no mind can ever comprehend. Such is the virtue infused into them, that if the hearts of all that dwell in the heavens and the earth were in those days of everlasting delight to be brought face to face with that day star of unfading glory and attuned to his will, each would find itself exalted above all earthly things, radiant with his light and sanctified through his grace. All hail to this grace which no blessing, however great, can excel, and all honour to such a loving kindness, the like of which the eye of creation hath not seen. Exalted is he above that which they attribute unto him, or recount about him. It is for this reason that in those days no man shall ever stand in need of his neighbour. It hath already been abundantly demonstrated that in that divinely appointed day the majority of them that have sought and attained his holy court have revealed such knowledge and wisdom, a drop of which none else besides these holy and sanctified souls, however long he may have taught or studied, hath grasped or will ever comprehend. It is by virtue of this power that the beloved of God have, in the days of the manifestation of the day star of truth, been exalted above and made independent of all human learning, nay, from their hearts and the springs of their innate powers, have gushed out unceasingly the inmost essence of human learning and wisdom.